Dudi, what is he right? In excerpt number 5, Rabash writes that each person in the group, besides having a desire of his own, he acquires desire from the friends. This is a great asset that can be obtained only through love of friends. Only in such a group can you instill the desire to bestow in the friends. This means that each one receives a deficiency from the friends, meaning he is lacking the power to bestow. And wherever he walks, he is eagerly searching for a place where perhaps someone will be able to give him the power to bestow. Hence, when he comes into a group where everyone is thirsty for the power to bestow, everyone receives this strength from everyone else.
7 from Rabash.
Yes, quote number 7 from Rabash. Concerning above reason, only through bonding the society and the envy that he feels towards the friends, when he sees that they have better qualities than his own, it motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, and of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he is envious of them. This is the reason why now he can be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society.
What does he write in excerpt number 8?
Rabash, in excerpt number 8, writes that we must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Baal HaSulam writes in the writings of the last generation, the religious form of all the nations should first of all obligate its members to bestow upon others in the form of love your friend as yourself. This is the overall religion of all for all the nations. But besides, every nation can go with its own religion and tradition, and one should not interfere with the others.